What's going on, everybody out there in the internet land? It's your boys Blur to Beyond back at it again.
Yes, what up, sir.
Now I know we're in season 9. Yeah. I believe this is episode 6.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We in six. Crazy. We 6
it
deep.
Is six.
Six deep.
Deep.
All up in it. In between it.
Jesus.
Man, say I'm make them fiend it, but nah, we got your boy
just
Red One. We got your boy Blue Two.
The one and only.
Two. We got Black Three. Don't call sure. me.
Don't you dare. I ain't going to answer.
You know what I'm saying?
Go Don't at me either.
Go for us out there doing this bowling thing. So you go out there and get all them strikes, my boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Green Five. We alive.
That's
and
right,
we
this episode 5.
Oh, see, so we slapped 5 we on that ass.
5,
you know.
So,
but it's episode 5, season 9. Before we get started on our dynamic music duos, I believe, as we usually do,
yeah,
we got hot topics.
All right, there you go.
Me?
Oh, damn.
No, I got one, though. I got one.
Okay.
All right.
So, you know, on the internet for the past week or two, you know, people been talking about this certain topic.
No, I don't know.
100 men versus one gorilla.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Nah, yeah.
He taking scalps off, bro. He taking scalps off.
Right. Like, I don't know, 100 guys though, y'all. Like, nah, if we ain't got not a single weapon,
they can do
it. Don't matter. We need some kind of weapon.
They can do it. Gorillas ain't as strong as y'all think.
I guess they
we're gonna throw you in the ring with one and we're gonna see how you go at it.
I said we.
I
ain't say me. I said we.
See, I probably think like the men could do it, but they're gonna have a lot of casualties.
Yeah,
I say 3 at the most.
Three
casualties,
and that might come from the other 100 men accidentally hitting them too.
I don't know, man. He used somebody like a nunchuck. It's kind of over, bro.
They unarmed, bro.
They taking the lead.
Wait. We gotta talk about this too. We gotta talk about the average height of the 100 people and the average weight. Because that will come into play as well.
Everybody not the same size.
Right. Legs and leaving the kneecap.
Now, if we're talking about 100 shacks, you know what I'm saying?
A mighty blow.
That might be a little different than like 100 Danny DeVito.
It ain't like they about to be Tarzan out there. Like,
they got to be coordinated too. Like, not everybody not working together.
100 people ain't going to work together well.
Imagine y'all, if y'all in a building with 100 people, that's a lot of people, right?
Right.
Yeah, imagine all of them attacking one thing. I don't give a damn what it is.
Yeah. They ain't say team. A damn lion.
But a lion gonna run.
Yeah, he gonna see that 100 and be like, what the heck is going on here? Like, and if it's a guy lion, he's gonna look a male like lion.
He's taking to the face.
He gonna wake up freaking out because they sleep a lot.
But I know they got some strength though, don't they? Girl, you get hit, man. Like, you gonna be out at least.
Are they bloodlusted?
I don't think so. Who knows? I just know that.
Man, you about to get your cap peeled back blue. I'm telling you what.
I just think
the fear factor of it all, you know what I'm saying, is what's gonna mess up the 100 people. Because, like, gorilla grabbed the first person, ragdoll his tail, and start hitting the next 3 or 4 people. I guarantee if I'm number 6, 7, 8, I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
But why is we separating? We should all be surrounding this hole.
Somebody stump. Gonna be faster than the rest of the gang.
I mean, some people gonna do that, but then some people
and all it takes is one Mortal Kombat finish for me to back up. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm and just organizing.
And then a bang and a scream. My fault, big homie.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm at the petting zoo.
I'm just
I showed up for work. I don't know about him.
He said I'm trying to clock in.
They put me out here.
You don't look like curious.
Look at my badge. Look at my badge.
I like Mighty Joe Young. I don't even know why we out here.
Man, I thought King Kong should have beat Godzilla.
First example, you know, to get laid out, bro.
Like, gonna be out there looking like Loki.
Hell,
paralyzed. Yeah, it's paralyzed. Yeah, it's paralyzed after that. can't read no book. Can't read no book. Put it on my chest.
He gonna look at you. Say,
put it on my chest.
Hey, open up.
Put it on my chest. I can't read that. Put it on my chest.
Bruh, like,
you can't hold a book no more.
But I do feel like the 100 men got a chance, but it's gonna not be.
It depends on the resolve, though.
Yeah, MMA fighters and Samoans.
Imagine that Gorilla Sand open up.
MMA fighters and Samoans, and they got
you
it.
Said what?
Imagine that Gorilla Sand open up.
If the gorilla talk after beating somebody, yeah, just best believe. I would stop and be like, did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear him say something? Everybody running by. Did y'all ain't hear him talk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm everybody. Prince, you said some Samoans.
If you
recruit
the right people,
you did. It's just a bunch of regulars. Oh, my fault. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm with you. If you recruit the regulars,
a good Superman punch, he can get knocked out. Oh, baby. Put your
hand. Don't let him to a golden age.
And it's pure muscle.
This fur changed colors. I'm going to be.
Oh, Zuru.
Choke him out. That's Goku.
Oh my god.
That's
Goku.
Get out of here.
Lord.
Oh man.
Nah, but they've been arguing about this the whole 2 to 3 weeks, bro.
That is
simulation and all. Like,
did y'all see what came out of that though?
What
people started saying, it was I forget his name. I can see his face, but I forget his name. He used to have like a Winnie the Pooh icon as his profile joint. He said, forget 100 men versus an ape. Have you ever tried 100 women versus accountability?
Wow.
I said, that is crazy.
He don't like
I said, that is crazy. I said, he ain't gonna have no women followers.
Somebody had a recruit list. If I can find it.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah.
The Big Show like, on it.
Yeah, 2018.
They wouldn't even show up. I guarantee you. They'd be like,
John Jones.
Chris Brown. Chris Brown.
Yeah, he was like Chris Brown off that powder.
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown jumping across everybody. Jumping
across everybody. 15 Taylor Swift fans.
I say, really? Put her music on, it's over.
They got the Beehive. The Beehive mode.
They're riding for it.
That's true.
Stronger than the. It's true. Swifters. I think the Beehive could beat the Swifters.
Oh,
that's the real question. Beehive versus Taylor Swift.
Ooh, if they had a war,
because
you know most of the Beehive getting a little older. You know the Swifties got a little. They might have a little.
They do got use.
Yeah,
but does grown women strength count the same way as grown man strength?
And they might have privilege too.
Cause you know they say that grown man strength is different, so grown women probably the same way.
They got a stat boost, if you will. One could even challenge and say that the Beehive might have a debuff if you go deep enough in.
Wait,
all right.
I'm sorry. Listen, I
apologize. To this.
I'm sorry, I've been working 12 hours.
Prince, if you got any more hot topics, you know,
I mean they dropped the transfer. Now you see me. Now you don't.
I ain't seen the first one though so far.
I love the first.
Some people are missing apparently, and then people are talking, but they're listed. Apparently, they're listed on Internet Movie Database. So okay. No telling. You know, Cinder's still making money, and people were counting the dough to try to see them. You know, yeah, but.
Somebody take me.
Yeah, but that's it.
Come on,
sang it.
But yeah,
it's probably gonna lose his number one spot this week though, because Thunderbolt's coming out. But that's all right.
They're gonna be pushing Thunderbolts hard though.
Unless they got some crazy in credit, it's crazy.
I'm gonna go see. Now I want to go see Thunderbolts.
Yeah, come on. I'm gonna go see it.
this Friday.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I might see it next week or the week after.
Yeah, no, we'll see. I have to hit up my movie.
I really got to watch the new Captain America movie before I even can see Thunderbolts. To be honest with you,
but that's because
I ain't watched it.
I'm not a big Captain America fan.
I understand, but he
be
having the best movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
Other than Civil War, that's probably the only one I really, really like.
He didn't like Winter Soldier.
You didn't like Winter Soldier when Winter Soldier was out there throwing
hands. Hand combat. They had the best fights in that.
Right. Really, I think Cap took out the whole elevator in that one, right?
Or was that the elevator? The elevator scene.
Yeah, that was Winter Soldier. The elevator scene.
Yeah.
It was hands in there.
It was throwing hands. Cap was confused.
Combo.
Like, why are you hitting me like this?
Yeah,
pause.
Anyway,
why were you thinking like that?
Moving on. The jerk is airplane. What's the word, blurred?
Oh, yeah, it's my turn. Hey, hold on.
Oh, Lord.
I got a word. Nah, just hold on.
I got a word from Jesus. Huh?
But did I say the topic word right? It's music duos, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Music dynamic duos. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, Batman's and Robins.
What the hell I said?
No, you said
Christian had dynamic
music duos. So he said dynamic. It's in the clip.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
If I'm wrong, y'all make sure y'all call me out today.
I guess that's what I said.
Damn,
I heard dynamic duos too.
Yeah, I meant to say music.
I'm tired too, y'all. So please forgive me. I'm very glad. So that's what I heard.
All right, the word is Bootylicious.
It's
gonna be one of those. It's gonna be one of those episodes.
Fastidious. It's an adjective. You know, spell FASTIDIOUS. Fastidious.
Fastidious.
What it means is someone described as fastidious is extremely or overly careful about how they do something.
So they're a
thinker. Yeah, describe someone who is difficult to please or someone who always wants to be clean and neat, basically.
OCD.
Basically.
Yeah. Sound like
fastidious.
New word for y'all cats out there.
I like that.
All right. Fastidious.
I don't know if it fits my style, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to try to use it one of these days. Like, bro, you're just so fastidious, man. You gotta calm down.
Like, all right, put your hands up.
Oh, you must learn that on Blurred Beyond. Get out of here, bro.
Come on, I am on Blurred Beyond. That ain't you.
That ain't you.
So what?
Like, Christian Anna was racist.
That's crazy. Anyway, nobody up here is racist.
Thank you. I need allegations because he just thought about that.
That's wild. Anyway, before we get into this, I know people might die and we do. They forgot this person. You can go eat a dick.
But
unless you want to, you know, y'all got to.
I know somebody want. What are you? You didn't name this one, boy. Go ahead.
Why are we so aggressive?
I know it's gonna irritate me. I know it. I know it's my long.
Go easy on us in the comments, please.
Nah, yeah, like just you know, like, and it might not be a duo that you like. Oh, I didn't think that was a duo. Well, your mama thought so.
Tag team match.
Now let me stop.
Well, fuck me back. Good night.
That was Prince.
Put him in a kebab. I'm sorry.
Red one, get it done. That was
Red one gets it done. That's what I'm talking about.
Anyway,
listen. Get that on a shirt.
Oh, there you go, that church. There we go. Anyway, definitely check out our pressure day from the day. But anyway, we get right into it. You know, we got a list right there, just a little. Mm-hmm. But there's no particular order for this stuff. We just like talking about music, and this was actually good, like to talk about. So, a music dynamic duo for me, I'm gonna say T-Pain and Chris Brown. Because they was on a run. Like, freeze. And the way they shot the videos that they did together, like, they could have been in a movie together. Like, Nappy Boy, and then Pretty Boy.
Bruh. Shit. Kiss came out.
Who was that?
Yes.
Yeah, Kiss Kiss was a hit, man.
Bruh,
she won't get love it,
Debbie. Hey, I was like, hey, I want to go to school with them. Like,
dude. Yeah.
Dang, but bro. Yeah, like, yeah. Certified hits. I'm surprised they haven't made some new songs.
Yeah, they should have definitely put a whole album together.
Yeah. Yeah. Most definitely.
Nappy Boy. Hey.
Y'all come across this T-Pain, Chris Brown. Go ahead and do that. I mean, fans want that.
Right. I mean, if y'all feel like it, y'all got the time, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Drop an album for us.
Nappy.
And shoot, they might have it in the vault. Who knows?
Yeah, that vault stuff. Come on, need to break into the vault, man.
They need to leak all that because why y'all just got it sitting there collecting dust like that?
Yeah, exactly. How you let Fortnite steal some music, but you can't let somebody else steal that.
All right.
But anyway, that's the first dynamic duo. It's like, you know, you chime in. You
say I'm living in this demonstration. I got the.
I know. T-Pain and Lil Wayne also was
that album they had, or where I guess you say mixtape, either one.
Because I can't believe it.
You got money.
T-Wayne?
The pocket didn't show it and throw it like this way.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, that was an era.
That way.
Right. That was definitely a different time, man. Like, goodness gracious.
That was that period when T-Pain was on every song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And freaking Lil Wayne, he came off with just released Carter 3 type stuff.
Yeah, like, he was the best in the world.
Boy.
There was no debate. He was the best.
That's for T-Wayne. Yeah.
I
remember when people tried to say T-Pain couldn't see. Because he was always using
auto-tune.
He pulled out his show. He said, who can't sing?
Glad he did that too. I'm glad he proved everybody wrong, bro.
Right.
Yeah, man.
People always try to hit on somebody, like, see, watch. And you know, you show them and then they face like looking all dumb and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like,
talent, man.
What the hell?
What the hell,
Yante? Why they eating Cheetos or something?
The hell, LeBron James? But T-Pain is one of those people, man, where the talent really shined through.
Absolutely.
He had his time, but unfortunately, like a lot of talented artists, they kind of, I ain't gonna say fall off, but like they don't get the same recognition. So I'm glad he was able to revive his career to a point where now everybody like, oh, that's motherfucking T-Pain. It ain't just one group.
Right. Because it did seem like he was gonna kind of be forgotten a little bit for a little bit.
Yeah.
He on his Snoop Dogg stuff now though. He be on because sometimes I watch him.
Everything.
He's on Twitch sometimes. Like
he gaming. He definitely be gaming too.
I saw him in they had him in his State Farm game joint where like every year they do State Farm stuff with content creators like they had him up there one year. Like I was like okay, like he just doing whatever he do.
So, it's a beautiful thing. Just hope he don't fuck it up like Snoop Dogg tried to.
Outkast is good.
That's
duo.
That might be Batman and Robin for real.
That might be Batman Superman.
That is a duo people don't talk about as much.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. It's a lot of songs.
I feel like greatest hip hop song of all time. It's debatable. It's International Players Anthem.
Yeah, because his verse is fire.
And when he came out, that bitch Spaceships Don't Come Equipped with Reaper Members. They just dip, and I'm just like, woo. But then Big Boy, you know, as Paul McCartney, the lawyer's good. Like I'm telling you, like you can say what you want about who you like, but they both gonna bring that fire each time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The forever, ever, and ever. Yeah. Like, come on, man. That's goated,
bro. Yeah, like, I don't know how they come up with the stuff that they did, bro. For real.
Aliens, crazy.
Because, like, Roses, the way they got that music video and everything, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, the school and the gangs. What is it? Speaker Knockers or something like that. Speaking of us, the bubble. I love that video,
bro.
Tell you, man. Hey, I remember, man. I was like, Mom, what are you talking about? What stink? She was like, he's saying that the girl thinks she the shit, but she really not, you know.
Yeah. I gotta listen to that song later on.
Right.
Listen to it.
Dang. Crash into a ditch. Just playing.
Nah, he wanted it.
Yeah, he's two to five. Well, they kind of more newer, but they kind of give me the same energy Outkast does. Bruno Mars and Anderson Paak. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They definitely a modern version.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
Smoking out the window. That sound to me like an Outkast song. You know.
But, yeah.
This bitch. I was like, wait a minute, calm down. And
the way I felt Bruno Mars' frustration, bro, like he was really tired. Like you see all them songs I wrote about her. Like those are some good love songs. She out here just tweaking.
Yeah,
she tweaking.
I'm tired. I don't need more marbles. Silk Sonic, that's their name. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's a great duo. It was. I'm glad that they realized they should work together. I'm glad the powers that be in the business didn't prevent that from happening, because it happens a lot.
Yeah,
they did their thing. I hope it ain't a one and done though.
And they was on the video game too.
Yeah, I know it. I used to have me in a chokehold. That one with J. Cole and Miguel. I can't think of the name. Ooh. Right now. Power Trip. I had that jump on repeat back in the day.
Got me up all night. I'm telling you, that was a Fayetteville State staple.
Yeah.
You can't go nowhere at FSU without hearing that song. We made sure that song went double platinum.
Boy, right. I thought you got to play Bruno Mars and what's the Wizard. Is this thing called? That little beat right there? Name Dynamic Duo without naming Dr. Dre and Eminem.
Definitely. That's really Batman and Robin, yeah.
Yeah, that's real Batman and Robin right there. Hell yeah.
Were they without Dre? Bruh.
But nothing comes out when you move your lip. Just about the tip of your bridge. Come on, man. Them niggas, that was like childhood for real.
Right.
I mean, it won't still be supposed to be listened to, but I had to play.
Nah.
I was like, turn it up.
We just be vibing to the craziest stuff too. Not knowing what a lick of the words meant, we just it's your heart.
Well, shoot, you might as well say Dre and Snoop.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
G thing, freaking next episode. Like, it's a lot of songs.
Damn,
you couldn't tell me.
I'm creeping.
Them beats was crazy.
Absolutely,
Drake was great.
Made so many beats and turned them to headphones, boy.
Drake might be greatest of all time, bro. You think about the level of people he worked with.
Yeah.
Like with Ice Cube, Eazy-E, Snoop Dogg, Tupac, Eminem,
50 Cent,
Kendrick.
Like, man, he
built
Mustard.
Step up, man.
You just say Dr. Dre and anybody. Dr. Dre and a broomstick.
And a broomstick. Oh, right. Like, hold him down. You hold him down, then.
No,
you hold him there. Who's having it? Who's having it?
You know who you can tell me?
Who's having it?
Go together and just had a really, really toxic relationship.
Who's having it?
Eminem and Rihanna when they dropped out.
Hey,
yeah.
By the way, you lied. You couldn't tell me they weren't together. I was like, she's singing her heart out.
I'm trying to just stay here, watch.
Are they together? the way he rapping about it and everything.
Yeah, I'm like, the music video. They got something going on with them sneakers.
Right. I was like, y'all should really break up for real. But
it's all hit. That song had a lot of emotion to it.
I guess that's what they call it, window pane. Yeah, it's over. Like, the video was crazy, too. Like, 1 minute they cussing, and then he pushed her, and then they started kissing on the wall. And I'm like, y'all was just...
Yeah, that's one of those, like, you walked out because they need to handle their business. Like, oh, they about to abuse each other. You come back, and then they start kissing. Like, you know what? I'm going to just leave.
Making a
y'all
baby.
Don't know what y'all got going on.
They made a baby.
They made a baby. I thought I was going to have to call the police, but... When they got here, y'all was smashing, so they was looking at me like, you just trying to cock. Like, nah, they was just beating each other up.
They were like, sir, turn around.
He's in
the
trying to have a threesome.
You're going to jail for cock block.
That would be a crazy thing to go to jail for.
This is a federal offense.
If they find out you in jail for that, you know they're gonna try to hurt you.
I'll block your cock.
Why would you say that?
I'm just saying what the prison culture is thinking.
Pocket Snoop.
How you know what the
research?
America Most Wanted.
YouTube
research. Okay.
America Most Wanted.
And America Most Wanted. Oh yeah, ain't nothing but against the body. Oh shit! Like, when a nigga say "oh shit" like that, you know
they killed that shit too, boy.
Oh shit!
Lie, they probably could have made some more stuff too.
They would have been. Yeah. I feel like he would have been a lot of the hits that Snoop came out with later on, "Drop It Like It's Hot." Drop it like, can you imagine Tupac on that beat, bro? Or "Beautiful," like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
man,
they should have just did it because you know he got like a billion songs he ain't never put up.
Yeah,
they should just release them, bro. I never understood that. Like, if you know you're not gonna make no money on them, it's okay, just release them. Like there's potential you making money on it later. Okay, all right, I ain't gonna hold you, but there isn't, just release them, dog.
Because, like,
I paint the perfect
picture. I don't know. I mean, I would love some unreleased songs, but then it's like at the same time, say they do make a lot of money off of it, then everybody gonna want to, you know, do the same thing, like just start. Right. Using music from dead people.
Man, do you... Well, I personally hear a lot of unreleased music on TikTok. It'll be snippets.
Yeah.
And it'd be some good music. Like, I'd be like, oh, like, when is dropping? It's unreleased. I'll break this phone. Because why y'all putting this little snippets of this up here and I can't listen to the whole song? You know what I'm saying? Like, how y'all getting a hold of it?
Right.
They released a snippet of this a long time ago. Okay.
I know somebody, bro. I know somebody.
Somebody to hack and get them songs. That's what they need to do.
Yeah, hackers are amazing because I swear they be knowing everything.
Freaking, well, whether you listen to them or not, freaking, Daft Punk, they're a good duo too.
You walk around like looking like Daft Punk.
Yeah, when that Tron Legacy dropped, they weren't playing around.
Because, I know that Stronger joint, Faster, Stronger, you know. I'm not technologic on it.
That don't kill me. Get on it, make me stronger. See, yeah, I feel like I caught on to Daft Punk late.
I caught on, like, I was in it, like, I say, trying to think what song they released. Because I wasn't heavy into it. But it's certain songs.
Didn't they have a song with Bruno Mars or something?
Think so.
I think that was a song that I really was like, oh shit. But I can't remember how it go.
But yeah, they've been doing that, you know, for a long time. So
right.
So yeah. Did I say Bruno Mars?
Yeah.
I ain't mean Bruno Mars. I meant Maroon 5.
Oh,
I think they did do a song with Maroon 5.
You said
it wasn't Maroon 5, it was Pharrell. They had a song with Pharrell.
Get Lucky.
Yeah. That night to get some. Yeah, that was a song that I was like, oh shit, who's that book? But I think they had already been out for like 40 years by then.
Yeah.
They've
been out
40 years.
Older than that mask.
40 years.
It decrepit.
Mask is rusty. Yeah.
Gracious.
And you don't know
they looking like that one Transformer that was stuck in that museum.
That's one good thing about it. You don't know what they look like. So it's like, they could just go out in public. And yeah. like
see ya.
Yeah. Shit, they might not even be the same people.
You know what she's like, man.
Or now, I mean, but like,
they'd be like the Jabberwockies. You'd be like, yeah, they're the same ones. They ain't the same ones. Heck no.
But I couldn't hear that I'm trash while I'm walking out though. Like, when they gonna stop playing this? Like, I hear my song come on the radio, right? I'm like, hey, they playing my song again. Somebody said, when they gonna stop playing this trash song? They gonna do up Daft Punk then.
I wonder what that really feel like though as an artist, man. Like okay, for example, when Not Like Us came out. Yeah, there was people that was just like, I hate that fucking song. Like, stop playing it, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I wonder what that feel like as an artist when you know people gonna not like it.
Yeah, I can't explain it. Like, I was about to say, like, you know, like, I got a song that hit the radio. Right. Yeah. I think it's cool when it first hit. I think it only matters, like, when it first hit, like, the first few times they played the song. They might still get a little offended later on when it kind of gets less popular or people tired of hearing on the radio.
Yeah.
Right.
But I know if I was an artist, I would try to focus on like when it first dropped.
Yeah.
If everybody messing with it then, you know what I'm saying? I just know that when they not messing with it, it's because they just playing it.
Too much. Got old. Yeah. Because it ain't like it used to be where a song used to last a year, 2 years.
It's because songs are dropping so quick now, though.
Yeah,
like my dad said it's because people have more access to the artist due to social media.
That's true.
Back in the day, like, you didn't have as much access to the artist, so like you could listen to their music longer for whatever reason. Everything moved slower too, you know what I'm saying? So you probably be more satisfied with a song longer. You know, nowadays everything kind of moves pretty quick, low attention spans and all that. So
facts. That means we're doomed. Nah, but
I mean,
I get it. It's just,
our processing power is just
it's evolution. Because like you said, if you didn't buy the song, you only heard it every now and again on the radio. Mm-hmm. Now you can't go no, because everybody doing a trend.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna hear it on the radio. You're gonna hear it on TikTok. You're gonna hear it on Instagram. You're gonna hear it.
I love that song.
What about Jay-Z and Kanye?
Oh,
yes, watch sir. The throne.
You got to watch the throne.
Yeah,
the niggas in Paris, and they just went gorillas. Huh?
Otis.
Otis was fired too.
Yeah, I love Otis.
Batman, Robin, and Batgirl.
Oh,
Neo. Neo, Kanye, and Carrie Hilson.
Knock You Down,
that was a hit.
That was a hit, boy. Yeah, man. That's why I miss one of his
parts. That video was just fire, too.
Mm-hmm. Like,
you gotta
have you should be your boyfriend now. I'ma ask him. I was like,
that was back in the day when they fought too, people would fight, you could say something crazy like that.
So what?
Oh,
what?
Hey. Man, what's up? Yeah, I take this hat off, Nick.
You asked the wrong one. You already done got hit once you finished the sentence.
That was when Kanye had the same type of hairstyle.
They got knocked down.
got knocked out already.
Don DeMarco. Bars.
I always love bringing up this song, even though it had what's the name of the song? It's a popular rap song. I can't believe I can't remember it. Forever. I always got to bring it up anytime we talk about music. I got to bring it up.
Oh, Drake and them. Drake, Eminem. Yeah.
I would say Eminem was Batman, though. And then another three was Robin.
Of course. That's why he went last.
Oof.
Yeah. It's like, dang. I thought Kanye
was known fire.
Yeah. I know I would be frustrated. Like, I wouldn't want to be on a song with Eminem, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, dang, my junk trash. Like, I gotta go. You know, they rerun. I could only imagine
you
channel, and he going in and you can't even enjoy it because you like, I gotta rewrite my own.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to. And that's the worst is when you think you wrote the hottest, like the hottest thing in the, like, yeah, nothing could top this sentiment.
But the song come out Friday, it's Thursday.
And you just know yo's gonna be the best verse, right?
Yeah.
The song dropping at 12, I know, but I gotta go back to the studio.
Ring, ring. Hello? Hey, you said Eminem up there? Huh? Right.
Y'all said he won't do it.
I need to beat one more time. I done wrote 5 different verses just based off of how hot he is gonna be. And now I'm reading them. I'm going through them like all these trash.
Y'all saw 8 Mile. What you put him on the song for? You said he won't come.
Oh man, that would hurt my feelings too. Cause can you imagine? You like, can I get one more time to they're like, nah, we gotta drop the song.
The song coming out.
We also say that song.
You need a beat, man. Come in a beat.
You can't undrop it.
No,
you can't take it back.
Freeway.
One song I like too.
In the Cloud.
Swagger Like Us, though. That's
yes. Gotta pop like this. Kanye West, Biddy.
Like that's four rappers that got four different. Like they all got different styles, bro.
Like them niggas, boy. Why they don't do that no more, bro?
Got four different people with four different styles.
Like, them songs was lyrical. Legendary. Legendary, bro. Like,
yeah.
Four of the best to ever do it was like, yeah, let's go ahead and get on the track, bro.
Yeah. They're doing crazy, bro.
It's like niggas is scared to work together now.
Josh, it reminds me of like Evolution of WWE. That like that.
Just, right.
Yeah. Just,
oh,
yeah.
Exactly.
Get them all together.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Niggas was getting together, making noise, bro.
Yeah.
You think about Evolution. Them four, the greatest of all time. Everybody got a world championship. And niggas was like, I don't give a damn. We still about to go wreck havoc.
Yeah,
what happened there, bro? Because it's like niggas are getting together now, but there's no promotion. Mm-hmm. It ain't no hype. You don't even know who it is. You be like, oh, I got to find. Oh, that's Future. Oh shit, I ain't even sound like him. You know,
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that was a moment, bro.
They don't really hype up music. Like if you're known, you don't really hype up music like that either. You just drop and then tell one person you dropped, and now it just spreads like wildfire, you know what I'm saying?
And also, a lot of people nowadays have like beef quicker also, because like you see how Drake and Future had a run, but now look at them. Mm-hmm. like they had a run, and then
him, Drake and Rick Ross.
Like,
that's another Drake, duo.
I would say Drake and Wayne and Rick, like I said,
they had some heat, boy. That damn Ashton Martin music. Mad.
Yeah, Young Money here.
Khaled
is
mad,
man. Yeah,
he is upset, bro.
Yeah, he brought it like, I can't make another song.
Dang.
Everybody hate each other now, man.
Right.
Because they used to make all the remixes, bro.
I'm from the hood. Like,
every remix.
Everybody was. Like, he would make a remix to the remix.
Yeah, he's going to have to start saying not again.
Why he make you mad?
I don't know, man. Like, sometimes when I hear him, another one, I'm like,
he trying to hit him with
a different tag. Like, nope. I'm kind of tired of this tag, though.
When you, hey, that nigga said literally,
what's probably me where everybody was another one. Like, didn't he say nigga a lot? I was surprised people were like, all right with that.
I mean, DJ Khaled said it,
yeah.
I think it's.
I'm gonna have to go back and listen to the music. You know, sometimes you know it go over your head.
I don't really listen. Niggas like what is he exactly?
Because it was I'm So Hood. It should be I'm so remix. I heard him say it one time, but
like, what he what is his ethnicity? Mm.
I don't know.
Middle Eastern. Well, shit, that's the beginning. Not. That's where we came from. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why we didn't say Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Oh well.
Does anybody care about Super
that's Man? That shit.
No.
That was a joke.
It was a joke.
Army.
They had hits. Still got hits.
They do got hits though. They got hits.
They
35. Like they can sneeze. Oh well, dang, that's a beat right there.
I'm telling you, that motherfucking Crazy in Love. I think my favorite was Jay had Crazy in Love, Drunk in Love. Niggas
had love song,
had toxic ass relationship. Crazy, drunk.
I mean, yeah.
But I think my favorite was me and my girlfriend, 03 Bonnie and Clyde. I think that was my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was good, man. That's bringing back memories.
I'm telling you. The only time we don't talk is doing Sex in the City. But after that's over.
Yeah.
But yeah, they, yeah.
Shoot, Drake and Nicki.
Yeah.
I don't really remember too many of their songs.
What was Drake and Nicki?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they had a.
Moment for life. I remember
that, that was my joan. That was probably one of the most wholesome songs for me.
Legit.
That was a classic. Well, shit.
I don't know if Drake wrote that lyric, but I do like that one lyric he said.
Oh man, the allegations.
No, because like nowadays it's like people just, you know, it's ghost ride
the whip.
Everybody dies, but not everybody lives. I was like, he's spitting. You know,
everybody
died, not everybody lived. Yeah, that is right. What about Yang Twins?
Yeah,
he said, doom, doom, doom. He had to wait, he got to get himself there.
Like that, and they made a whole song with whispering. Like, who does that?
Wait to see my O.
Legit.
See my O. I remember I was like, I can't even sing this damn song.
That whole song, man. that song was free. That song was a hit, though.
Yeah, it was. They's gonna get theirs.
I know Mob Deep is a good one.
I ain't even gonna lie, though. I'm gonna let you cook with the Mob Deep. But
I can't cook too much.
The edited version of that song to me was worse because they just had homegirl moaning.
Yeah,
and I'm just like,
what are we listening
to? Probably
right
should have just let them say the word at this point.
Might as well,
because now I'm hard. At 12,
yeah,
like, why were they?
I don't even know why I'm hard. I just know I'm hard.
Yeah, I don't even. I was just trying to watch SpongeBob.
Yeah,
shake it like a salt shaker.
Well, you might as well go ahead and throw Lil John in there with him.
Now that pulled my hair song was crazy too, though.
Yeah.
Speaking of Lil Jon, Usher, John, and Luda had to do it again. I know that's a trio, but
yeah, still. That's why I ain't say that trio. Yeah,
but still.
I think of some. I'm trying to think if I think some new ones, old ones, or something that's not rap.
But yeah, like you said, Mobb Deep, Shook Ones.
I feel like Drake Go 21 had.
Yeah, they had a good song. That album was great. I really love that album.
I do like that.
Oh, you know we gotta say 21 Savage and Post Malone.
I ain't gonna lie.
Rockstar.
Congratulations, Rockstar.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Like
they had a good 2-3 songs that I mess with.
I was kind of mad that I liked it a little bit. I think
White Iverson top 10 greatest songs of all time.
But I didn't even like that song at first. It grew on me.
Then he just changed up his whole style.
Yeah.
Right. He went straight.
You gotta make, you know, he ain't the first person to change up their style, though.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody calls him out.
Like, I get.
Miley Cyrus.
But Miley Cyrus. When you do it so sudden, it looks strange. I ain't even gonna lie.
Just gotta stop letting people in the cookout.
Especially if you got a lot of hit, like, you know, money off that.
I heard the whole thing.
Hey, John,
they be in the bite.
I would like to print a retraction.
They invited him, bro.
Oh, man. I don't know if he was invited necessarily. If we're talking about, I think he just kind of showed up and nobody told him to leave.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
I hear it's that. It's a big cookout, and he just kind of came in, and they just looked at him. He's like, "Well, somebody got to know him."
You know that, Nick?
Because he's not sitting in. Doing, and then you know, some people mess with him because they might have had a little. He knew how to play dominoes a little bit, or spades. You know what I'm saying?
He was complimenting the food too.
And then, like, after a while, you know, it was time for him to move on. When you know people got a little bored of him, he went on to the barbecue.
Pretty much.
Yeah, did a little square dance, you know?
Yeah, I got him, Paul.
Get out of here, man.
Hold my beer.
Oh my gosh. I know some more. We probably missing a good amount. Hold on.
Missing Sierra, man. Missing Sierra.
Yeah.
My
name is Sierra for off the five fellas.
What was that song?
What was that shit?
This Method Man and singer Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Yeah.
Yes, I couldn't find a name. Thank you. Yeah, that was man.
Yeah.
And those songs felt warm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right. Made you feel good about life.
Mm-hmm.
They did that shit.
They need to make some more warm songs. Everybody depressed and sad. We got sad boy songs.
Right.
Sad boys. We depressed. We robbing. We doing drugs. That's what we doing.
Marianne.
What happened to the bridge and music?
They don't take it to the bridge no more, bro.
You got a hook. They don't even call it chorus no more. You got a hook. You got the verse.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
The bridge is falling down.
Oh, hey.
Because the bridge will just give you like a different feel to the song sometimes, man.
It take you there, literally.
Right. It'll do that final ascension.
You know what?
Final evolution.
Class of 3000.
Huh?
Andre, can you take it to the bridge?
That boy grew up cultured.
Shoot, boy.
Yeah.
Cultured.
That was a good show.
Y'all was real kids. I was watching old shit like Sanford and Son and Good Times.
That's why you act the way
you do. Yeah, I watched that too.
Especially Sanford and Son. You can't help but be a freak after watching some Sanford and Son.
Yeah, being a freak is crazy.
I got to bring up Miguel again, though.
Miguel
Adorn remix with Kendrick Lamar.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Perfection.
I love him. They do great
music
together.
Perfection.
Yeah.
How many dreams does it take to you need with me? You know, in context, that might not be all that good now because all these allegations. But I know at the time he was just saying, "Listen, baby, like I'm trying to supply you and provide you that dick. So I need 2 drinks, 3 drinks, and then you be like, all right, let's go." You know, but like I said, in context, they don't sound all that good now. But now she can't consent.
Everything sound a little bad now. I ain't gonna lie to you. A lot of these songs, under today's context. I mean, I guess you know that's kind of bold to say too, because like we just won't necessarily listen to all the words.
Well, that's true too.
You know,
yeah. I don't know lyrics. I just be singing the melody,
right.
I ain't really listened to their songs like that, but Chloe and Haley, like
hell yeah.
You know what? I was thinking about them, but I didn't listen to their songs like that either. They can sing. They can sing. You got young Beyonce, and you got I wish I had a nickname for Haley, but I ain't got one. But
I want to go.
Chloe kind of fell off. She's still making music. What's going on? They had a little peak, and then they kind of.
It's just not hitting the mainstream notoriety like a SZA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I know SZA got a feature in there somewhere, y'all, that we ain't say.
Her and Kendrick.
Her and Kendrick, yeah.
All day, every day.
Yeah.
pretty much. They like
all day, every day.
They weren't friends, I declare.
Man, I would have thought they were siblings.
Yeah. Brother and sister. Yep, that's what I thought too.
It's green freak, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Mr. Nasty.
You look like that, we ain't siblings. You look like that, we is not siblings.
What you call?
That's crazy. Mm-mm. That could like.
We ain't cousins.
What? Go ahead.
No, I want to hear what you got to say.
Nah, bro, I've said a lot.
No, I don't think he said enough.
And, I don't think he said enough.
Wow. They just want me to strike out.
We like to learn.
Just
to
let y'all know they are waiting for me to get canceled. Not Prince. But Fuqua and Josh, they just waiting for me to get canceled.
We just trying to get the good knowledge.
I just need some knowledge.
Mariah Carey and ODB.
Oh, yeah. Me and Mariah. Old Bad Light Pacify.
I was gonna say Rick Comey and Young Thug.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Young Rich Gang.
Anybody.
Yes.
That light shit light just give this here light stuff.
I'm telling you out there.
I've been thinking about features and stuff.
Features.
And of course, because as you know, that's what we're doing. But I just started thinking about like how Drake brought on some people. Like I don't know if y'all heard Pimmy. And then like the first one that really got me was Giveon, even though we know we got a Giveon hater here. That's okay. Not for everybody. He know who he is.
Oh, I see. He making a face.
No, I'm just saying. Like, Emmy was the first person I thought of, though. And I was like, yo, Drake be low-key putting people on. You know what I'm
He's
saying?
A successful black man. That's all that matters.
See, that's one thing I will respect him for.
You think Drake be
he put some people on some stuff.
Like, Drake be pimping.
I don't think he be putting people on.
He might be pimping.
He's a double-edged sword with Drake.
He might be.
I want to believe that he put them on, but like you said, he might be.
It's not as he's putting them out there. I ain't gonna lie.
He jump on their wave and then go by his business.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know because I didn't know about Pimmy, and a lot of people didn't know about Pimmy when he put that out.
Have you heard from them since then?
Is Pimmy the dude? What song is that again?
Well, it's the new one.
Pimmy's Dilemma. I wish we could play it up here. Maybe we could play it after we get done.
What other songs is nobody do?
Huh? Let me see. I got it.
Yeah.
Dang, bro, like,
yeah. No. It's a fact. It's a fact. Let's bring up.
He put up a couple of people, bro.
I mean, they do got less than the beats.
We're here. Tuesday. We're here. They gone.
He gone. Maybe I had his little
he
run.
Said where he
had about two, three albums.
He said where he
is. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I mean, he put you out there. If you can't stay out there, you know what I'm saying. He throw you in the deep end.
He jump on that
if
wave.
You can't swim. You know you shouldn't. You shouldn't say, "Hey, throw me in the deep end."
He jump on that wave. He jump on that wave. Use and abuse them.
He's like, I can get you the views now. I can throw you out there on the deep end. Can you swim? Yeah, I can swim. All right.
Real talk, I can see Drake doing that, like making him go, and then he talking to somebody else while they're like, hey, nigga. Crowdy. He just walk off.
And then he go to the next one. He's in the
views, them.
I don't want to believe that, man, but it might be true.
I don't know what to believe.
This is all jokes, Drake. Kind of ish. If you don't do it, you won't get offended.
Like this is not jokes. You said
yeah, meet the Grams. He kind of told
this is all jokes.
No, it ain't. The hell it is.
Now, Prince, serious.
I said if this ain't you, Drake, you won't get offended. So if we reach you and you get mad, you know we know it was true. So if we receive any kind of.
Because he changed his
sound
and stuff.
Oh,
you times, too, to catch on the wave.
Cease and
desist.
We all live in.
You see, he ain't no more songs
with Lil
Baby
like
no more. I know that for certain. And he got ate up too many times. Yeah,
Lil Baby drowning.
I don't know.
Ever since I've seen him at that all white party, I ain't heard too much from Lil Baby.
He killed Drake last few times they done.
Y'all seen that all white party pictures he was taking?
Last time they did a collab.
What he be doing anyway?
I don't know.
Quavo.
He looked like he was having a bit of fun at that all white party.
Is it him or the baby?
Like he uncoordinated.
And like they just the people did not like him at all no more.
Oh no.
It might have been the baby. The baby seems very hateful.
I think it was the baby.
He said some shit that fucked him up.
Yeah, like he couldn't recover after that.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad these niggas get the money before they fuck it up.
Mm-hmm. I hope they didn't spend it all.
I hope,
bro. You can't be his PR, bro. Like, why you going to see?
I'm like, I couldn't be nobody PR, especially not a rapper. I'd be like,
your career.
I don't say nothing about nothing. Make sure you don't say anything about your prior, because they just died. You know what I'm saying? So before you just say some craziness, don't. Don't put it on the song. And they're like, all right, bet I got you. That's why I killed him. I ended his life.
Now he buried it in my backyard.
And then the PR guy come by like
him and his wife.
is up.
Like, bro, like, I thought I told you not to rap about this.
I mean, speaking of weird lyrics. Speaking of weird lyrics, you know.
It's a lot of
gotta weird go say, we got to say P. Diddy and B.I.G. That's right. A good dynamic duo, but they done had some
That's
another one of them goats.
Yeah, that suck your daddy dick.
He ain't do nothing but biggest defense, he was quoting Richard Pryor.
Got a song about something about the homeless money, bitch. Like some kids stuff. I said, what? That's weird. That's weird.
The world may never know.
The allegations been out there.
That's why I like that.
What you about to do with that is what
I'm like that. That one comedian that like he always used to fix his tie.
What a night.
Yeah, he looks like him.
That's definitely fixing the tie, thank you, Fuquan.
It's a white comedian. I can't think of his name.
Oh, I ain't got it.
You've probably seen some of his movies.
I'm not.
Man, we got any I know some white duos. We ain't reading any of white duos.
Hall and Oates.
Hall and Oates. There it is. Here's our honorable mention.
No can do.
Dang.
Who else? Who else made music?
Who else make music? Oh, Lord.
Eminem and Eminem and Haley.
Okay.
Haley.
Okay.
Haley Williams.
Oh, yeah. How song is that again?
Print.
Well, shit, him and Dido. Mm-hmm. I know him
you
and
don't
Dido.
Know the song?
Say what?
Haley Williams. Who is Haley Williams again?
I don't know the song. I just know that I know it was a good song.
Well, I'm going
to
just
say Haley Williams.
Stan is one of the top great songs.
He said, say what?
He said, I don't know the song. I just know they work together.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that song. You talking about, I know how it go.
Airplanes.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, other songs.
Yeah, he was on that song. Because it's two versions of that song. They got
My mind went automatically.
You talking about Old Girl from Paramore.
B.O.P.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. She can say nigga.
I mess with her. I ain't gonna lie.
I see.
What?
That's Green 3 saying that.
Green 5. Green 5.
Green 5. Green 3. Please, come on. Vegeta.
Green five,
that's you know what that's a menace though.
The way
me and Josh, Black 3 and Green 5, that'd be a menace.
He invited them to the cookout.
I heard she helping me put it together. The way she sung, ain't it fun?
I mean, not when you say it like that, but she ain't saying the N
word. She not gonna say it, but I would get her permission.
Nah, I would smack that card out your hand so quick. Like, what you doing? Just handing those out.
He trying to get it a hum.
Oh yeah, he wanted to say it in a specific situation. That's what that is.
Hum on the balls.
That's what that is.
That's
what he wanted to say. It
sure is.
Hum on the balls. That's what it is.
Fun. It sure is. Inside, girl, you better talk to him. But yeah. Who else white?
That's crazy.
We got Maroon 5 and Cardi B.
That's crazy.
Oh my god. Oh, sorry. That was what the first was. I think about Timbaland and
white t-shirts.
All about Timbo.
Oh, Timbaland
and
Nelly Furtado.
One Republic.
Oh, One Republic. Oh,
please apologize. You know what I'm saying? I know that's not necessarily, I mean, they a band, so it's just a duo.
Well, Jay-Z and Linkin Park.
Oh, yeah, Numb.
Yeah.
Jid and Imagine Dragons.
Hey.
Hey. Mm-hmm. We know music.
What's that dude's name? That dude with,
Then he gonna say, what's that dude after we say we know music?
Maroon 5 had a song with him. Yeah. He's had that billionaire song.
I was about to mess up so bad. What is his name?
I know who you're talking about.
I was about to say a name I knew won't write too. That's
Travis.
Crazy.
Is it Travis?
It might be Travis something. Because I was about to say Asher Roth, but I'm like, that definitely ain't it.
Yeah, no. I ain't heard that name in a minute.
It's Travis.
Yeah, it's Travis. Wasn't like Travis. Is
the last name. Wasn't he in the play YTs?
Travis McCoy.
Yes.
Travis McCoy. Okay.
Yeah, he was good.
Take a look at my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. She's the only
one I got. That's the same person.
He was in the plain white tees. He was in the plain white tees.
Not
much of a girlfriend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to get a lot.
So he's saying stereos?
Yeah.
Stereo heart? Oh, man.
Yeah, it hits, bro. They niggas. Okay. So this reminds me.
He rapped it.
LMFAO. Oh, yeah. LMFAO. Hold up. How you say it? LMFAO?
Yeah. Party Rock?
It's a group.
It's only letters.
Rock is in the house.
It's only letters.
How you say
it? How you say it?
How you say it?
LMFAO. There you go. LMFAO. There we go. I got it.
I was about to say, you was just rapping fast as all earlier.
Dang, that's not even.
It's already in programmed.
I mean, it's on autopilot in there.
Because when you use your third, but you know.
I was going to say Roscoe Dash and Travis Porter. But that's not a duo. But yeah.
Oh yeah, because Travis Porter was like 19 people.
LeBron James, Dwayne Wade.
Come on, man. How you doing? Wade was like, huh? Wade was like,
yeah, I like that little song they made. I'm a dunk on you. Top song.
Oh, yeah. Starring Jason Richards. What's Terry Richards?
We rambling.
Kobe and Shaq.
Come on, man.
All right, I'm done.
They should have been undefeated.
But look, if we missed somebody, you better call Tyrone.
Michael and Quincy.
Erykah Badu.
Mm.
And whoever. It don't matter. Common.
Love of my life. You
are. We broke up and got back together.
Come on, man. That was a classic.
Yeah. But. Yeah, I love that song. But yeah, you know, comment what duo you like the most. Like,
I can't believe we ain't talking about Timbaland and Justin.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's about like Dre and them. I mean, in their own way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You talk about Drake and Rihanna. The square root of 69 is A$AP. Right,
he didn't even write that. He didn't write that.
That would be the one.
He didn't write that.
Hey, spit on it. Word.
Crazy. He said, "Cool." It did the music,
bro. You need to. They got bangers.
Speaking of, because we did say white people. Who's the person that sang "Stay with Rihanna"?
Are you sure?
That was it? If it ain't it, that's gonna be bad. Hold up.
I don't think it was.
No.
Was it? No, I don't know their names.
Sam Smith.
Was it Sam Smith?
Yeah.
Nikki Ekka.
Okay.
Well, Sam Smith got a song.
I think we can hear at this point.
Stay with me, Sam
Smith.
I could hear him on it though. He seemed like he would sing the song, though. That was a good guess. The reason I said, I think, because I was like, I don't think I've ever seen Nikki Ekka.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah. Ja Rule and the Shy.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about me.
Yeah.
That's
a good one, too.
Yo, Zaza.
Lloyd and Ashanti.
Okay, come on now.
Okay. Go ahead and hit a verse for us.
Come on, man.
My son is man.
He's in the playlist.
Hey, road trip playlist. Go ahead and say something.
Yeah.
I ain't playing.
ATL shot. Come on, bro. I'm getting excited. We need to get off. No Diddy.
And that, folks. Yeah, I mean, it's blur to be on.
Check us out on our platforms. Look up Blurred Beyond. We'll pop up. Check out our gaming page, Space Ranger Gaming. Check out our entertainment page, the Black Space Rangers, on Facebook. Come join the group. We find out about everything entertainment before everybody else.
In the crack. So,
I'm telling you, man. Like, and if you if you've been on here for a while, you know we'd be saying stuff, and then it'd be happening. So, for those listening on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. We do appreciate every single one of our followers. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Always remember.
Go see Santa.
Come again.
Go beyond.